don't have that much time. Sorry. Because I was telling Bob, I'm into the Lengua, that's the language that was spoken before the flood, and is related to the Basque language. And the text that was translated by Alexander Eleazar from this language, from very ancient symbols, they all say the same story, that there are some, like, two main alien races that came. One was, like, the Asians and the white ones. And they had been fighting forever. And the Asians, the Chinese-like, were called Payos, and the white ones were the Beres. And they had the Bibele. And Maria means actually cosmonaut, and she was artificially inseminated and had a child called the one that doesn't have a father, that was Iesus, but not Jesus, but Iesus. And then he came back also like as Alexander the Great in another life. And these groups also mixed. And there were another groups, and one was called the Curies, and these were like the ones that were originally in charge of dead people, and also religion. So they became the priests, and this group always tried to manipulate information, and then they became sort of like the church. In Spanish, cura means priest. So there are many, many words that are really, really ancient, that they tell you they come from Latin, but they actually come from this language, the Lengua. And now they say that these curas usually try to use women because they're easier to manipulate with spirituality and religion. And that's why now they're into the feminist movements. Like, they're really radical.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to concentrate on women because they're easier to manipulate that way.
To have values.
They being who, if I may?
There are many things that seems to be good in essence, like maybe feminist, but it's so radicalized and infiltrated that then becomes really like, when I see them, they're the opposite of what I think feminine should be. Like, they're like actually like very vulgar and very violent, you know, like they go naked and they paint their bodies with their faces. Like, I will see that as some type of actually, like, they're aggressive against their own body. Like, it's very...
Right. So Susanna said, who are they? Who's the they that are exploiting?
The curas, the curies.
What are they?
Groups.
Priesthood. The
priesthood. They're actually...
Yeah.
But they're from other dimensions, or they're not from here.
Yeah, because this... aliens are parallel world people that, you know, that somehow, for me, it not makes more sense that if an alien race wants to conquer a planet, it is easier if they go before, and they are supposed to be the gods that have the advanced technology and everything in from the evidence we have from ancient cities and objects and the myths all over the world about the flood and beings coming from heaven and bringing knowledge.
Right. So Michael Zarian says something similar. The aliens are battling among themselves. You're saying there was the Asian aliens against the white aliens, and you're in this
mainly,
guy.
But then they mix also, and there are other groups.
Right. So
but,
I want to tell you what.
Like,
let me
what
back.
They say is the Christian church was in charge of destroying and translating many texts, and they changed everything.
Yeah, they canceled like all the ancient language. Yeah.
Yeah, like the in the Mount St. Michael, it's like an island.
Yeah.
at the end of the La Loire. And it was like a very... I now understand why it is an island and like a fortress.
Yeah, that's up because, near Brittany, northern
yeah,
France.
Yeah, their main activity there was to translate ancient texts, and if they were changing everything...
Yeah, they were the guys erasing the original Basque language. Or
yeah, they had to...
They were closing portals.
An island isolated very with a lot of security.
Yeah, they were closing portals. That's a good point. So... Roxy, let me point this out. So Caesarion, he in a recent tape, he says, we must no longer be monophrenic. We must become polyphrenic. So he's picked up on the quadriphenia with his term poly. That's interesting. And now
yeah,
the next
came to the same conclusion.
Right. Now, the other thing is that McLuhan said way back in the 70s that the elites, what do the elites do? They are the ones who determine the big patterns or the big data. They get to say whether we've made contact with the aliens, whether there was the end of the war, the big patterns. That's big data. And Michael is saying that big data, big patterning by the elites cannot be implemented anymore. So
yes, like I can see in my own family, like after the independence of Mexico, you know, they also signed the independence. They were in that.
They what? They signed it?
Yes. You know, there was like a group of people that signed it for
yeah.
the independence of Mexico. They were all mostly of Basque ascendants.
Yeah.
Like Beres. And my great-great-grandfather, he was in charge of, like, making the history of Mexico, like the official version that is still around.
Yeah, right.
But actually, in my family, they were into Alexandre Valdez and the Synarchist and all these...
Yeah, stuff that LaRouche talked
ideas
about.
...ideas about Shambhala and weird esoteric
the Utopia.
Stuff. Yeah, so... They have like you said, like.
Okay, but see,
like
I'm
a person
saying,
out, but actually inside, they have their own secret societies and their own knowledge.
So how do you bring it up to today? What's the point of this?
Yes, because you say the these elites are
right,
trying to control.
Okay, they're trying to control the big pattern.
Whatever.
So you've got Trump versus the oligarch. The oligarch today. Is the people who make the big data pattern that defines whether you're anthropomorphic or not. Okay, so the big data
fake news.
is the oligarchy. The world of, in the electric age, the world of control was pattern recognition and what to say the new pattern was and in what language to say it. Trump is against that. Trump is ridiculed for being a terrible communicator. Doesn't make any fucking sense. He is violating the big data role of the White House. So that's what I think I mean. Trump is against the oligarch, but it's not some guy who owns a lot of stuff. It is maybe came out of those networks, but it is whoever's running the intelligence agencies that says every morning to Trump what the pattern is, the National Security Agency. That's what Trump's up against. And that's expressing, if it's Bob in the White House, that's expressing the end of the electric information age.
Yeah,
and
I'm
isn't
sorry,
that also
go?
What?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're saying goodbye?
Bye, Roxy.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm already very late, but.
Well, you tell him
so,
Bob kept you.
So happy.
You tell him that the oligarchy, the big
yeah,
data
like,
kept
look,
you.
The guy who's changing the whole environment, you know, who's
yes.
bringing.
Yeah, yeah, say that.
To the world is like,
yeah,
okay, so.
Yeah, you're the guy who wrecked Paris, the guy who breathed on Paris. Oh, Carol,
yeah.
Do you want to say something, Carol?
Roxanna, look up Agenda 21. That's the
yeah.
manifestation of what the oligarch, Bob keeps saying oligarch, but they've got a plan. It's Agenda 21.
Yes, I hear about it.
Thanks,
yeah,
Carol.
Because there's a lot of people here in Germany trying to... To oppose that.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
and you haven't found where it is?
No, it's like Caroline said, like the plan that they're implementing.
Right. Well, that's their big picture. They rule that big picture, and they all follow that at the Bilderbergers. But it ain't working. Nobody's listening to the big picture that the oligarchy relies on. It's the end of think tanks.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. Isn't it all about controlling thought? And Ion is said, thought is a false premise. And
doesn't work anymore.
Matter.
Yeah. So, well, because it's like it's the whole alchemy. The whole alchemy is what we eat, how we think, how we feel. And
that's not controlling anybody.
The interaction of this.
It's the end of alchemy, Roxy. The end of alchemy.
No, it's an alchemy.
For
like
them.
I don't call that the change reactions.
What are?
The change. Not the change reactions, the change. I don't remember. There are some videos called like that.
The change of something. What do they say is changing?
The ones about the cemetery of Père Lachaise.
The cemetery.
Yeah, that actually is this interaction with ourselves.
Yeah.
With what we eat and with our blood and we with the technologies. That is changing then the whole environment, but at many levels, from the golf to the economy to
right. The old alchemy is gone. Nobody knows what the new rules of the new alchemy are, and the new rule is there ain't going to be any rules. That's what Ion says. Ion says you can die. It's no problem. You won't have a guff to go to, but you can die. They're not trying to stop people from being stupid.
Well, you have to reset, like, become part of the United Blood Mutation.
Yes, the Bob, the United Blood Mutation. But the thing is, there is a way to do that that Ion's offering. He's offering a new alchemy, but all the traditional plans for big pictures and big futures don't work. No, there's no audience
because
for that.
That's why we went into these archetypes, because there was always this secret talk about ascension and how you go from the darkness to the light.
Yeah, that archetype is over. That doesn't work anymore.
Yes, yes. That's like these type of recipes and rituals and whatever.
Yes. What you're saying from those books, Michael Cesarean is trying to say, he's been saying it for years, but you see the frustration he has. He has become a Leah who types. She read some of his stuff, and so I saw she knew him. So I mentioned to her on the chat line that he's very frustrated. Everybody who knows are frustrated. They don't know what to do. We're sitting here. We ain't frustrated.
Yes, because it's like you don't know your origins, like really. Like,
yes.
You see the pyramids.
Well, he thinks he knows the origins.
Whatever they tell me, I don't believe them, you know, like.
Yes. Now the population doesn't believe anybody.
They're telling me these people don't have any technologies, and how did they brought this big stone and all these things, and how did they have the knowledge to mirror the skies in these cities? And it's like
right. So the more recent name is the 418 group, and Ion said Ion is upsetting their big picture. The ones who were enlightened that could parallel world and kept a secret, but. I announced in April 2010 that all portals were open. So there's no big mystery about portaling. You can't control
it. Because, you know, like they found this city in Turkey that is at least maybe, some say 12,000 years old, 17,000 years old. It was buried, artificially buried. Everything, they hit the whole city.
On purpose. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And in Mexico, for example, there's also like, very ancient things that they had to change all the official history. So the evidence is there that things are much, much older than they told us.
Yes, but Ion comes in and says that was planted 2 weeks ago. See, Ion moves it beyond the traditional
concerns. That's the other aspect of the there is no linear his theory.
And there's no linear cause, and there's no agency. It got so confused and chaotic, Ion said, well, we better get in there if we want to be remembered.
And yeah, so that's why you feel this anger, because it's like with this Gutenberg galaxy logic, it's like you feel like, I don't understand.
Right, but what I'm saying electric logic is gone.
Also.
Yes, electric logic. So does that lead to a question, Susanna? You have a final question for...
Well, I'm already very late.
Yes,
thank you.
You may never return. They may really get mad. So take some extra time.
Yeah. But I'm not angry anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just posting pictures of my legs and like that's my like
pictures of yourself waking
my testimony.
Up, kissing the camera. Yes, we've all seen the pictures. Yes.
No, the testimony, like people say, oh, I was so sick and this and that, and I'm like, look at me.
And how healthy I am. That's right. Yes.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I feel strong and healthy and happy, and that will be my testimony. Like, people think I'm a little girl.
Think you're a little girl. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks for joining us in the short time you could do. We will now go back and analyze what we didn't get to hear.
Reflect on that.
Yeah.
Dominus Bobiscum.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that.
Et cum tuo spiritu.
Yes.
At the end of the Mass, they say, may the Lord be with you and with your spirit. So that's how I say goodbye.
All right. And well, we're looking forward to the return of your grandfather. We hope he communicates through Ion.
Yes. Look, this Russian doll.
Oh, I was going to tell them about. I'll tell them about the Russian dolls. Yeah, I'll tell them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Roxy.
Bye. So, Michael, let's go back to this pattern. That was good. So, Trump is against the oligarch, but we have to include the mental oligarchy of big patterning. Oh, well, maybe he's blocked. Let's go see. No. Oh, he's gone. Well, let's hope he's back. That just leaves you, Bert. The only...
Yeah.
No, we're talking about males here. So, are you getting this big data? The Trump versus the oligarchy. They call it the state. They think it's chemical body control, totalitarianism. But they're missing the chip body factor or the non-chemical body factor. And that's where the oligarchy really controls people. Like over vaccination. There's a simple point. The big pattern on vaccination.
Who is they that you say are missing that?
Whoever's in the National Security Agency, which are anonymous people. McLuhan talks about this somewhere. I heard it. He said the bureaucrats who run everything are anonymous nobodies. And they're replaceable. You just have to have some human in there who puts on that role of maintaining a protective attitude for the world. They're protecting the world. They call it national security. And so they feel a sense of responsibility in taking information seriously and developing new ways to protect us. But it's not a glorious old-fashioned fame position. You're not allowed to be known that you do it. So it's anonymous.
Yeah, Bob, there's something
you're saying.
Said.
What?
They're missing they're missing the oligarch control of the chip body.
No, they're part of that. They don't care about the oligarch control of banking, and so banking's falling apart. That's not the oligarchy anymore. You'll see, they try to figure out, is Trump fighting the bankers? Well, he's a mafia banker himself, so why is he fighting them? But Trump is understandable when he's against the meme of globalism or no identity or not caring about the little people. So Trump is putting on his concern for little man. And it doesn't matter whether he's sincere or not. He just says it, so he represents that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who he was and what he does. Mm-hmm. He's in the speaking communication world, and it's done by tweeting. And he's saying, "I'm for protecting you." The globalists don't say they're protecting you; they say they're protecting the species or the climate. They try to move it to another level. I'm protecting the climate.
Bob, you said that it's the end of electric rules. Is that what you said?
Yes. The electric tactility. Now, McLuhan talks about this. You see, this is where, when you get that, he talks about that in 1974 in his op-ed in the New York Times about the end of tactility. So what is the new part? Now, he never got to describe the new part, and so I tracked it, and then I evoked the new part, what Ion's saying. Ion does McLuhan and Zappa, does all those people in the rapidity of its shifts, but it's pointing to something else which it actually can make and has profound effects on you. That's what's new. McLuhan didn't have an RNA drops. Neither did Zappa or LaRouche.
Yeah, that reminds me, because I remember a private session that you and I had, and it blew my head off, and now you just came and gave me a summary. No, because you said something about, Ion said that you were talking about the book, you know, the print Gutenberg rules, but then you also talked about electricity, and Ion said that slows you down.
Yes. Yeah. So that blew your head off.
That blew my head off. And then you just said tonight about electric rules. So we're really totally in a new environment now. That's why everybody's mind's being blown all over the world because of the
and all the institutions, electric and pre-electric, are blowing up.
Yes, yes, everything.
Yes, because that's high. That's what Ion says. Thought is a false premise, and that's what our reality is based on. Is visual.
Yes.
Bias that is a false premise.
Okay, but I recommend you look at the phrase in the Bible. It says we don't fight against spirit in high places or principalities. Principalities is what cosmonauts called Rai, the identity. That's why there's such a battle over identity, because it's obsolete. But identity and a hierarchy from that, on whatever level, is the final separateness, the final principality, the final oligarchy. Mm-hmm. So when awareness said Rai is over, we're seeing all the different kinds of ancient principalities, the bloodline principalities, the industrial principalities, the medieval principalities, the electric principalities, Hollywood, and making fame and wealth. All those principalities are collapsed by Ion, or Ion's the expression of that collapse. Even the Guff collapsed.
So here we are with all these things collapsing, our entire realities collapsing.
Our minds.
And so
you could say Rai was thought and mind, but that's too simple. Yeah, but our mind
is
made up of the environment. See, the mind, it's hard to define where thought and brain are. I did that argument with Ina about where's thought, where's brain, where's the conduits, you know, that different part. The argument between what's the difference, and it cannot be said what the difference is. You can accept the definition.
Well, didn't I say the mind is the autonomous, the only function of the mind is for the autonomous part of the body to function? Without
the principalities of all the historical phases took the mind out of the autonomic function. So it's all been mind on the surface. And even Thompson says the big victim of the 20th century is the mind. So the mind is gone, but people are still here engaging their energies, which is a doubtful word. They're engaging the anthropomorphic physical until they can not be anthropomorphic. They can be any form.
It's
so that's
still
where
the
we're
mind
at.
Trying to control and define, well, if everything is collapsing, what is left? And that is also a false premise, trying to, or any definition
that's
what
a thought.
Is a
the
thought.
Role of the
a false premise.
You have to know how to use your mind and have it be a participant but not controlling. So it's very subtle.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Sasha saying when she was gambling, if she started to think about, wow, I'm doing great, it would fuck up. So you have to not think while you live, but you allow a little thought in a very nebulous way. Well, when you do a show like this, when you communicate publicly,
Bob,
you fake having
a mind. I heard it this week. Ephesians 6:12. I was listening to Rewrite when I was transcribing, and there was a lot of Bible quotes, but it's Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, that's great. So that's Ephesians 6 what?
12.
I got to remember that. So it's 18, which is Isis, which is woman, the mechanical bride, the Rai. You know, 6:12 adds up to 18. This is how you make a mnemonic, a little system of memory. The Ephesians, about the Illuminati, which is the female Illuminati. 6 and 12, 18. Ephesians,
female
6:12.
Illuminati.
That's what Michael Zeri is on about now, the female Illuminati.
Wow.
Yeah, he says there are the good women and the bad women. And the bad women are the ones behind the men, the bad Illuminati men. They support the men. It's like McLuhan said, the mafia is run by the godmother, not the godfather. So the thing is that anything anybody comes up with, I can point out a McLuhan statement that goes a little further than whatever you conventionally come up with in your radical innovations and creativity. But we are operating with Ion past McLuhan.
Yes. But that was a great article, Bob. That article touched on something that you said along. I learned more about McLuhan from you than anything that Kusk has posted on that shit museum website.
I know. They don't
It's
teach.
Ridiculous. I mean, the problem that I have with but the problem I have is that, you know, he rejects the five body, but yet if you just listen to what you just read in that speech in 1970, that was far out for 1970. That was like, they probably, he just fucking just got dropped off from a spaceship. Where did this man come from? I mean,
you know, they used to say.
And then you have someone who claims to be a McLuhan scholar and I want to promote, and then you tell him something that has a tier of McLuhan in it with the five bodies, and he rejects it. It's ridiculous. And I'm like,
he said, I don't understand you. I don't know what you're talking about. That's right. They're silly. Yeah. I'm in the same position as McLuhan was with those art critics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
But Alex, Alex is a statistician. He is just documenting wherever McLuhan is mentioned. And then he posts this article, this journal, this something about McLuhan. He's just celebrating the logo of McLuhan. He ain't talking the process of perception.
No. I mean, that's even, there's something you and I'm listening, like I said last week, I'm going through when I'm working. I'm not in the chip body, but I'm actually in the chemical body doing work with the chemical body. I'm listening to Revelations, and you and I just talked about. I asked you, what did McLuhan say about concepts and percepts? And you outlined it. Concepts is just you're explaining, but percepts is experience, and that's what this is. That's what you're doing. You know, you use McLuhan as a percept, but then you have percepts that go way beyond, and then you have Ion that takes you to a whole nother level. By the way, that last session that you just played with Chad is out of this world.
Yeah.
I mean,
what was it you pointed out? You heard some of it. You chatted
continuum.
About it.
I mean, continuum, time continuum, because, okay, I started when you told us a month ago, like, get your questions together. So I just, like, did a data dump in a Word document of all my Ion questions that I had that it didn't answer and it didn't answer. So I started, like, slowly something's telling me, go back and look. So I'm starting to look, and I've lost my mind because Ion talked to me about a continuum. So everything that I've heard, like, the little bits and pieces that I've heard from Chad sessions – are things that Ion gave me answers on. So now I have to really, like, allocate time during my day to actually go look at my questions and develop questions and see what's already been answered. Because there's a lot been – I looked closely this week, and a lot of my answers were – a lot of my questions were answered, and it blew me away. I'm like, my – I got to go – I got to really go back and really re-listen because they answered
a
lot of questions. But it,
that phrase, time continuum, what attracts you about that? Why are you struck
by
that?
Because Ion had a discussion. Ion talked to me. I have to go back in my notes because they talked to me, asked me did I know how to spell continuum because they were explaining something that was going on with my PC that I'm I'm engaging in with my laptop. So
okay, so it's just a word that you had already been involved in, and here he is saying it years earlier to Chad.
Yes.
Well, McLuhan called it the space-time continuum. That's Einstein's phrase, or connected to Einstein. That is visual space. Time continuum or space-time. It's continuous, connected, and uniform. It's like a tube, the tube of history. All that came in with the alphabet, and that is gone, even electrically. There's no continuum.
Because it's linear.
So physics. What?
Yes.
Yeah, it's linear.
Because it's linear.
But it's also static and connected and homogeneous. Add those other words. Matter of fact, I have an essay where McLuhan, one of those letters I posted, he's describing linear as it's nonlinear. The word linear has a nonlinear meaning. So we, and that's the most used word by the public in relation to McLuhan stuff. But it's not the right word. You have to note that visual space is uniform, connected, and continuous, and homogeneous and static. You got to memorize those 5 points.
Mm.
Carolyn's going to make my smoothie, so I got to mute. I'll still be listening.
Okay.
It's a very noisy process. You hear that?
Yes.
Not too loud.
Girls.
What do you mean
that,
by homogeneous?
We broadcast it. Would you say? Would you say I mean
so
what?
You're saying that linear is also homogeneous and static and connected.
Yes.
What
linear.
Is McLuhan's definition of homogeneous? Homogeneous.
Level and equal and all the same. So a room of people, school kids, all with the same clothing on, that's homogeneous. When they're not,
okay,
the average American school where everybody's wearing something different, they're heterogeneous.
Mm-hmm.
Homo versus hetero.
Okay.
But but I found this thing where McLuhan's writing a letter to somebody back in the 60s, and I posted explaining how linear means non-linear. And that's an important point that nobody knows, because everybody thinks McLuhan's talking about linear versus nonlinear, but the actual word itself doesn't have a visual space meaning. Okay, put that aside. That's why you use, and he always says, space-time continuum visual space is uniform, connected, and continuous. We think one day is connected to the next day. Your eye mind, your mental visual space biased mind, connects your life as a continuum. So you're not aware of all the different bodies and the different discontinuities that are happening to you as anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
Electric age is discontinuous, heterogeneous, dynamic and not static. It's not connected. McLuhan used to say there are no connections in particles. Between particles. Most people think they're connected by the little lines between molecules. But there are actually no connections when you get among real scientists. They're interfaces. Or they talk about the resonant interval. So those two characteristics, those two polarized spaces, the discontinuous electric space and the continuous visual space, that's what he's always comparing, but he's pointing to something beyond that that we're living in, which is a world of tactile process. And remember, tactile is not a sense. It's neither eye or ear.
So he's saying the visual space and electric environment are opposite?
Yes, very different. He would say they're complementary but incommensurable. They cannot be translated into each other. But if you want to have a visual bias and make a yin-yang harmony out of it, then you'll say they're complementary. But our process is unbalanced. Balance comes from visual space. We are in an unbalanced process, and we got to learn how to orient the imbalance non-visually. The eye will not create balance for you.
But does it, in the electric environment, you have visual space?
Yeah, the eye is part of the complex of senses. There are books, but it doesn't mold and shape the present anymore. The electric tactility is what shapes the present. Electric media shaped the present. Now it is post-electric media that shaped the present. I mean, it's harder and harder for journalists. They talk about journalism is fading out because they can't make a pattern out of the situations. That's electric pattern recognition, the world of journalism. Nobody can pattern all that's happening. They can't make a pattern out of Trump. He's not continuous enough. He's not connected in his statements. He's not static. He's everywhere with his tweeting. So that is not measurable in journalistic terms, because journalism in the end is a linear, connected discourse. It has logic in it, you know. This happened, and that led to that happened. This guy killed somebody. And yet the populace, living in electric discontinuity, tactile disappearance, quantum levels, is always pointing out the errors in a simple journalistic presentation of a scandal. Like somebody pointed out, this guy in New Zealand was not a Trumper. He was a pro-North Korean. So you get a lot of people attacking the electric ages big data pattern process that journalism was part of. That's what McLuhan said. The word makes the market. The word doesn't make the market anymore. There's not even a market if you listen to that lady Zuboff, the Harvard professor, who says we're in the age of surveillance capitalism, where the consumer is not a measurement of wealth. It's an exchange of fake information about you that someone else will pay for. That's what Cambridge Analytica and Google and Facebook were doing. They were exchanging data to try to find a big pattern, and they couldn't do it.
New market.
But they had nothing else but to do with buy the data and try to make patterns out of it. So all
Bobby,
right.
The message.
Yeah? Message on the green board?
Yes, from Nick. Their town power has been switched off for the next 2 hours due to load shedding. They said they'll come back once the power comes back.
Right. So they're into forced passive consumerism right now.
Yes.
So what... what was cut off? Just the power for lawful reasons?
It sounds like it, yeah. It looks like they have some lawful reason. They said it's the next 2 hours. Load shedding. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Right. They've got technical problems with it. You know, Michael talked about the wiring oligarchy, and all of a sudden the wiring problems showed up in front of him. You hear that, Michael? Remember that in 2 hours.
Can he hear? If he doesn't have electricity, can he be listening?
Oh yeah, they can't even hear. Well, how did he post this?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So maybe he posted just before the announcement.
Maybe before it happened. Yeah.
But look at Mondorok, the media eco-fascist. Okay, you can't use the term media today. There's no difference between media. And that's part of the 20th century. So, yes, the oligarchy is the media eco-fascist, and that's not just natural ecology. They're trying to balance how data is communicated so you don't disturb the kids. You know, this Facebook and them are trying to protect people, have safe zones for their chip body and their chemical body. So the phrase the media eco-fascist is correct if you expand on the meaning of each one of those terms. You know, the media themselves are the eco-fascists. And then there's one human allowed to speak about what it means, and that's the White House. That's the president. yet nobody accepts that authority anymore. Trump doesn't even accept the authority of his position. He's always undermining it.
That's true. Yes.
And he's claiming to do it for our sake. See, in the end, the RAI is, we're here to help you. The original separatists. We're here to help you, to protect you, to serve you. And everybody says, fuck you, I don't need any service. Okay, that's the end of medicine.
Hey, Bob, you posted
that's
this
the
week
end
on
of medicine?
Your...
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I just said that. Very good. The end of medicine. I like that, the end of alchemy.
Bob, you posted on your Facebook, it shows that the American Psychological Association finally caught up to you.
What'd they say?
They said mental health. Well, you posted that mental health issues increased significantly in young adults over the last decade.
Yes. Did I comment on that?
No, but I did because I read it. It's like a little synopsis, and where is it?
That's more medicine. See, big data has to be tend. There's a problem, and we're looking after you. Uh-oh, you guys are texting too much. You got a mental health problem. And so the autistic, those people you were talking about earlier who refuse to talk, they recognize the obsolescence of fucking communication.
Yes.
It just gets you into traps, so they're not going to talk or communicate. Now, they got a problem because that communicates. Doing nonverbal, static, paralyzed posturing is still communication.
But you're 5 years ahead of them with what use? Because I posted this. These results suggest a need for more research to understand how digital communication versus face-to-face social interaction influences mood disorders, suicide-related outcomes, and to develop specialized intervention for younger age groups. So you're 5 years ahead of them when you started up What Youth. They're just now catching up.
Yes, right. I've been on the case, yes. But we're not trying to help anybody, so we don't even care about the results of our research. We just throw it out when someone makes a ask if we have any. Yeah, we got some results here. Remember, McLuhan said way back in 1970, probably the same conference, he said, the goal is not to communicate. That's what he said. Right when everybody in the normal institutions were learning how to communicate. In psychology courses, this is all endless communication refinement.
Wow.
People went back to college to get, you know, courses on that stuff. And they all moved into the information public relations world on all levels. That's political correctness. Public relations. You speak hypocritically in the electric media. You follow the rules of not violating any iconic image. Yeah.
He said that in 1970? They probably really thought he was nuts. He said that.
They did. Remember, always remember, they violated the university's rules and lobbied to take away his tenure.
That's right. Okay.
And wow.
And that's the golden rule in university. You have Reiner said it tonight. He has tenure, so he can fuck with the kids' minds because he's got tenure. Well, you better watch it because the anti-tenure movement's sneaking up on us. They actually fucking wanted to just fire him completely. He was so disruptive.
Wow.
They wanted to impeach him.
That's right. Yeah. If McLuhan is Bob and Trump is Bob in the White House, then Trump is McLuhan, 1970, in the White House, refusing to communicate.
Yeah.
Somebody told me, who was I talking to, Count? Oh, yeah, my workman, the guy who had came in to fix stuff here, George, he said, he talked about how quality of work and his level hardware is all kaput. And he said something, and all of a sudden he said something about Trump. And can't remember what he said, but then he said, I'm from New York, and he had told me. He grew up in New York. I'm from New York. We all knew Trump was mafia. Fucking 30, 40, 50 years ago. We all knew about that. And I could have said some stuff, but I want to get my host fixed. So I said nothing. I said, yeah, no, an asshole.
Well, you posted on your Facebook page about how Trump was working for the FBI to get rid of the mafia.
That's right. He's a double. I'm thinking of telling that to George. You know, he's a quadruple agent, George. He's working for the FBI. He's working for me, George. I should tell him that after he's made the fix the thing. I'll then tell him the truth as I hand him his check and send him on his way. I'll say, by the way, I was the guy who created the Trump phenomenon. You know what I said? This is my standard line. Yeah, I lived in New York, 93 to 2008. We knew Trump was an asshole. We ignored him. I paid no attention to him. That's what I say to fellow New Yorkers.
Trump was.
But now that you mentioned how.
Wait a minute. What are you saying, Bert?
In that top houses and bloodlines of the black nobility, he was referencing, I think, in the second or third house of the black nobility.
What is that? Is this Michael Zarian?
No, that's that video you posted like 3 weeks ago.
The one by the computer voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
They mentioned Trump? What happened? Why aren't you answering?
Where's Bert?
Bert. So is he saying they mentioned Trump? I don't remember.
I think so. I think he did, but I was going to, I wanted that clarified too.
Yeah, I don't remember that. What's Phil saying?
Yeah,
I'm in the chat room,
I talked
Bob.
Over him.
Yeah, Bert got knocked out, but that happens to him on the Skype. So we're going to have to listen to wisdom from Cornwall, England.
I don't live in Cornwall.
Oh, that's Phil.
That's
not
Phil.
Sean. Oh,
no,
okay.
No, she's been blown away. I think we've had 65-mile-an-hour winds down in Cornwall this week. It's been very windy everywhere.
Yeah, that's what's going to be happening. Well, Bert couldn't make it. Switzerland got blown up by a nuclear bomb. Yeah, it's going to be increasing Armageddon things. People
it's
won't make it in.
It's certainly going a bit on the strange side of things, that's for sure.
Yes, Phil's always saying, we ain't seen nothing yet. That's all he posts. Yeah, you think that's fucking bad? He ain't seen nothing yet.
No, I think Ireland's sort of been giving the little man a bit of grace since that date they gave us in the middle of September, or was it the 23rd of September, when the alignments in the stars, and he said, well, we don't particularly say any date's important, Bob, but that one is. And,
that's right.
That is exactly 18 months ago coming, I think, this
18
Friday.
Months ago? You mean not just last September?
Well, it was September 17, wasn't it, not 18.
Oh, okay.
The dates fly by, don't they?
But see, you look at those statements by Anne too seriously. You're projecting the old Armageddon scenarios on it. There could be they could have changed silver, aluminum, or something on that day in the matter of the universe.
Yes, I'm not concrete on any of the things that Ian has said in the past. I just take note of them because they always say, "Well, we are literal," so I take that on board. But
you always put it in the old catastrophic terms. It's a good thing that they September 23rd. And Ian is unclassifiable on the word good. They like murders and everything. You know, they don't make a difference.
Mm. Well, they certainly said our world would be falling apart, and that was a few years ago, and it wasn't quite so obvious, but it does appear to be, you know, a total
chaos. A lot has fallen apart on
now,
other levels. A lot has fallen apart. You know, the whole first term of Trump knocked out. Look at that list of 116 people who all took on Trump and now are in trouble in some way.
Oh, my gosh, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there's some pretty good videos online of various different things, and I remember putting up one which was – I still watch it occasionally. It's very good. It's just this guy, I think he is a preacher as such, but he was just giving a synopsis of the empires going right back before sort of times of Christ, are moving right through the Romans, and just sort of detailing how each empire had come, had looked absolutely imperious, as if it would never go away, like the Roman Empire, and then it just crumbled and collapsed. And he makes a very... I'll have to put it back. I'll probably put it up on your thread, Bob, because I know you'll look at it then, but when he starts talking about the new empire to come, and then he quotes from the Bible regarding the white stone, how this rock will come, that anything that comes up against it will be destroyed, and anything that it falls on, it will crush. Well, that's Trump.
Who says
it? Anything...
that? Okay, but Phil, that's chemical body disasters. We're looking at quantum fluctuation disasters.
Hmm. Oh, that's a bit beyond my...
yes, you've got to work on that. It's beyond your field. You're too specialized. You got to work on what you don't understand.
Yeah, but I mean, you could take his comments and sort of say and put Trump as the example, and then what Ian has said, that basically any of those people who come against Trump, they're just going to come unglued in one way or another.
We don't even know
exactly what's happened.
When I agrees to talk about Trump, he might say his first sentence, Trump died. He's been replaced. We don't know what Ian's going to say about Trump. There may be no Trump anymore.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of Trump in terms of his taking RNA drops. He's on the White Stone, so the White Stone is in the office. That's the pattern I'm making. The White Stone is the power in the office, and anything that's come against the White Stone, the rock, if you like, because that's what he calls it, the rock, but I mean the stone rock, what's the difference? So anything that comes against the stone in the new empire will just either, if it attacks it, it'll just be destroyed, and if it is attacked by the stone, it will be destroyed either way. So in other words, this new empire, which is Irondom, but the...
it's a non-empire.
There's no way to stop it.
Yeah,
well, it would be viewed as an empire by little men, wouldn't it? It would be. It would be viewed
stealth. Not if we go stealth and all those things, or deny that we did those things.
Well, in that case, it would occur without them. They'd be gone. They wouldn't even know what was happening. But it
right.
Would, but it's going. It is going to be, isn't it? It's going to
what's
be.
What's going to be?
So.
We don't even know what's going to be.
Well, from what I understand, I'm just projecting from what Ian has said. So.
Yes, you're interpreting too much what Ian said. You got to go that Ian has not communicated it, what they're talking about yet. They've only been familiar to people. They talk in familiar themes. But I think Ian is pointing to stuff that is not familiar. You got to look for that.
There's so much to it, and it's and the depth. I mean, you hear Ian talk about any subject, and you know, they could take anybody who claims to be a specialist in any topic, and they could take what they know, take it apart, and then extend it, you know, beyond limits.
Yes. Yeah.
And they can do that to the cleverest people or specialists on the planet. So when you look at it, that was it's a bit daunting in a way. You just think, okay, well, I'm just happy to be on board and just go along with it because it's just amazing.
No, but look, Ion fights the mind mortar stuff when it comes up, but that's not what Ion's about. Ion's about you retrieving your power.
Yes.
He wants you to get your power, not know who's got the best opinion or Ion can defeat anybody. That's not their mission.
Yes, so they're basically destroying the mind because these people, I suppose, like Stephen Hawking, who have drawn conclusions, and Ian will just take those conclusions and his life work completely apart. So the mind, in the end, is flummoxed, for a better word, until it gives up and just concentrates on the autonomic functions.
That's right. What was the better word? My phone fell out. What did you say?
Autonomic functions. Ryan sort of says that's what the mind's for.
Well,
but,
what we have to do, you have to keep attending to what Ian said, says, and will say, because you'll hear new things that you hadn't thought of. That's the math.
Yeah,
that's the meditation.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Well, actually, I was listening to, I've been listening to one from, you know, pretty much going week by week with the two, before they went away, which was February the 28th, but I'm sort of like making my way.
You've been listening to what? You've been listening to what?
To all the Ion stuff which was in January and in February 2017. You know, so we're looking at the time when Trump had just got inaugurated.
Right.
And it's interesting going back. I'm hearing things that I know I've heard before, but I couldn't remember hearing them. And there's always a little wow moment on every, you know, pretty much everyone he talks to. And last night's one, he was blowing meditation out of the water. And so that's just basically saying meditation is just an excuse because you don't know. You know, it's not knowing. Become a god and know everything, and there's no need for that foolishness, you know the usual complete ripping apart of
right.
What we previously thought was. But,
what do you say to that, Bert?
When you ask Ion questions and you're coming from a mental thing, they will send you on a rabbit hole just to erase your mind, for you to lose your mind.
Yeah,
so it's a fun thing to listen to, but it's also fun to engage it from multiple levels, like what Bob says. That's what's fun to go into the different quadrants on Bob's chart for me. It's just to use my mind abstractly to read things, but then also you balance it off more so with listening to Bob and then also listening to the archives. Because we're being exposed to so many new ideas that, I mean, just like I think Susanna said it earlier, I think in the last 2 weeks, because I'm spending a lot of time doing other things, but I'm also primarily on the chip body, listening to archives and transcribing, is that television doesn't do it for me now. I haven't watched television in a week.
No, I haven't.
Because it's nothing there. And then you look at the headline on the net, it's really, I mean, we're in a zone right now, and you look at the Outer Kingdom.
How do you find your relations with your family and friends with regard to this situation? Because I mean, for example, I mean, I really have long since ditched all my old friends and such. I mean, and the only person I'm really regularly in contact with is my mother, who I sort of see once a week. I had her on the drops very, very briefly before her suspicious mind took her out of that equation. And only because she realizes the benefit of Remag for her sleeping does she maintain that. But it is, you know, the thing is, we can't really have a conversation these days without her, if you like, crossing a line that I'm not prepared to accept anymore. So it's contrast instantly there, and I constantly feel like I've got one foot in the world that's manifesting around us that Ion's bringing forth, and one foot in the old world, and she's like got the 2 feet still firmly planted in the little man world, and she's desperately trying to drag me back into little man things, and I just resist, and then of course I'm trying to pull her into the Iondom world, which I'm in, and she's kicking and screaming against that. And I just wonder, you know, I come away from her, you know, but we usually manage to just have a discourse, and then we manage to sort of like tidy it all up or leave it, if you like, and then just sort of do a few chores that she needs to be done, and then, you know, kiss her goodbye and go home sort of thing. But I always nearly always come away from her feeling that I overstepped the mark or I caused contrast or I didn't have to. But I can't let things go if I don't, you know, don't feel that they are resonating with where I find myself now. I mean, do you have these same sort of issues with family and friends? Is it same as that or similar to that?
I won't go into a lot of details, but yes, I was very intimately involved with that with my parents. But I just, you know, there's this in the Revelations, do you want to be happy or you want to be right?
Mm.
That's the decision. you know, and I'd rather be happy than trying to be right. So I just let them be where they be. And my father passed away a year ago. He was on, just like what you just did your mother. He was very not, I mean, he really could not talk good. And I finally did the last